Life and Death and Giants by Ron Rindo. Read by Christina Moore, Will Dameron, Johnny Heller, and Roger Wayne.
For Jenna.
Life and death and giants such as these are still minor apparatus, hopper of the mill, beetle at the candle, or a fife's fame, maintain by accident that they proclaim. Emily Dickinson.
Prologue. Founded in 1851, the town of Lakota, Wisconsin, is today little more than a rural crossroads, where County Roads JJ and Y meet like modestly crossed legs, with the McCann River passing beneath the knees. The river flows across the whole of Washera County, winding its way through woodlots, farm fields, and tangled swampland of willow, dogwood, and boggy prairie. In the Winnebago language, Washera means good land, but some believe the Winnebago were trolling the white settlers who took it from them, since the soils of the county are among the least fertile in the state. After a hard rain, stone arrowheads still rise from sandy farm fields and backyard gardens, reminders that the past doesn't always stay buried. In the 1870s, during a surge of nationalist fervor initiated by Western Indian Wars, some locals wanted to rename the town Custer. That motion was soundly defeated when an old conjurer with one eye and raven hair rose to say the land would be cursed if they renamed it for someone who'd had his ass handed to him by a mob of screaming savages. When that one-eyed woman later died, two nuns going through her cabin discovered she was Lakota Sioux. They found a moldy crucifix wedged in her chamber pot and a daguerreotype of Sitting Bull under the feed sack of thistle down and milkweed fluff she'd used for a pillow. By the turn of the century, a prosperous town had appeared, rows of houses with level front porches, a one-room school, a dry goods store, a bank, a saloon. Much of the money came from virgin pine, clear-cut and transported by rail to Chicago. When the trees were gone, the money left with them, and most of those who stayed scratched out a living on farms. Then the Dust Bowl came, 10 years of drought sandwiched around the Great Depression. People ate their cattle and chickens, then their horses, then their dogs. Slowly, then all at once, Lakota went under. Most of the houses burned when lightning set fire to the marsh. In time, any structures spared by that fire succumbed to water, the emperor of rot and decay, leaving only stacked stone foundations, crumbling and overgrown by vines and brambles. Today, the only buildings at the Lakota crossroads are a rustic tavern called Shaken Not Stirred, popular with the locals, and behind it, across a sandy field brightened by oxeye daisies in summer, a small Quonset hut set back in the woods, like a giant silver grub, where the National Guard stays during training exercises. From the tavern's gravel parking lot, someone with a decent arm could throw a rock and skip it across the stone bridge on County JJ, which is so narrow only one car can cross it at a time. On occasion, someone petitions the County Board of Supervisors to widen the bridge to two lanes. In response, the town chair simply asks everyone present to raise a hand if they have ever encountered a car coming from the other direction. No hands ever go up. Many of the locals still live on modest holdings their families have farmed for over a century, passing poverty down through the generations, along with a stubborn independent streak, alcoholism, a facility with shotguns and deer rifles, and an eagerness to skirt the law when necessary. Those who left for the